Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Whenever the Khilafah is mentioned, Hizb al-Tahrir is mentioned. And whenever Hizb al-Tahrir is mentioned, the Khilafah is mentioned. We reviewed an article in Al Jazeera Net dated Saturday, April 6, 2024, written by Ata al-Mannan Bakhit, former Sudanese diplomat and director of the African Center for Studies, Istanbul, Turkey, entitled 100 Years Without a Caliphate. Although the writer emphasized through the article that throughout their political history, Muslims continued to live under the shade of a caliphate and that the decision to abolish it was difficult for people and sparked a wave of sadness and confusion, the writer was not fair when talking about the efforts that were made to restore the caliphate. Although he mentioned there, these were directed in the completely opposite direction to restore it. Rather, they were in fact a conservation of the reality created by the West and an outlet for the feelings of Muslims who were thirsty for the establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of the Prophethood. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation and other institutions falsely raised the slogan of uniting Muslims and perpetuated the division and fragmentation that is occurring in the Ummah today. Rather, these institutions and proposals mentioned by the writer were one of the reasons for the delay in the establishment of the Khilafah. Unfortunately, the writer deliberately intended and deliberately ignored the only Hizb that worked diligently, sincerely, and consciously in order to resume the Islamic life by establishing the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the Prophethood. This Hizb, which has been working since the 50s of the last century, has been working among the Ummah and with it to revive it from its stupor after it digested the idea, saw the path, and prepared to restore it as Khilafah Rashida on the method of the Prophethood. It explained the systems of Islamic life in governance, politics, economics, society, education, policy, foreign policy, etc. It also drew up a constitution of 191 articles extracted with sound ijtihad from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the consensus ijma' of the companions and the analogy qiyas that was based on legitimacy. Despite the media blackout, Hizb al-Tahrir has become a flag with a fire on its head that burns corruption and illuminates the path of righteousness. The Khilafah became associated with its name. Whenever the Khilafah is mentioned, Hizb al-Tahrir is mentioned. And whenever Hizb al-Tahrir is mentioned, the Khilafah is mentioned. As a matter of scholarly integrity, the writer, while speaking about the Ummah's vital issue, should speak the truth and be unbiased towards the da'wah carriers who work day and night for the resumption of the Islamic way of life by establishing the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the Prophethood. The promise of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah has promised those of you who believe and do good that He will certainly make them successors in the land. An-Nur 55. And glad tidings from the beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who said, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ. Then there will be a Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of the Prophethood. Then he remained silent. Musnad Imam Ahmad. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.